What's going on, everybody? This is Ice Nigma.
And this is T-Nigma, and this is Enigmas Unchained. Pillars of AEW, you know, that being MJF, he's better than you and you know it, that being Jungle Jack, who has a dope name but for some reason he's just falling by the wayside, like he has a gangster name, like just calling him Jungle Jack would be a dope
man. Listen, I love that.
Yeah, let's call him Jungle Jack, man, you know. But yeah, like
shout out to JR.
Yeah, for real. You know what I'm saying? That doggone, he's like, that Jungle Jack. I'm like, that's right. Then you gotta add some bass in voice. You gotta say, Jungle Jack. You know what I'm saying? You gotta throw some extra bass in the Jungle Jack.
That's right.
But you know, you had Jungle Jack and then you had Sammy Guevara, the Spanish God, whatever you want to call himself now. And then you had Darby Allin, right? Mm-hmm. They were at the very beginning, they were deemed the four pillars of AEW. Right. Which we did indeed agree on when we saw them, how they were developing them. Then 2021 and 22 happened. And and the only one in that group that looked like a doggone pillar was MJF. Then I was like, let's replace, you know, like let's say like Sammy Guevara with a real pillar like Ricky Starr. Let's replace some of these people out with true pillars that's actually done some good TV, you know, in the past, like, you know, 2-3 years, right? Sammy Guevara has been caught in scandal like every other week, it feel like.
Yeah.
You know, just keeping it a book. I'm like, God dang, boy, just chill out, bro. You know what I'm saying? So him, and then you got Jungle Jack, you know, who just got a rough patch of, thank goodness for Christian, you know, really jumping in and doing matches with him, trying to bring him up to speed. Christian is phenomenal, man. He don't get enough
of course.
Love. He don't get enough love.
He never got the love he deserved, man.
Yeah, he really didn't, man. I mean, that dude is a quintessential heel. He know how to get under people's skin. He know dude, just what to do.
He was horrible.
Man, your man's was out here, like, really disrespecting people. I loved it. I loved every second.
He was raw. Oh, God, he was raw.
Man, look. He knew exactly what to say. He was like, I got your behind. You know what I'm saying? But it is... I mean, this promo was interesting, right? This promo was very interesting as far as like how they constructed it. You know, MJF coming out for his like rebar mitzvah. You know, his face is still busted up from Daniel Bryan, because apparently where he had he got hit upside his head, or not, that blood pretty much is like going down into his eyes, or swollen his eyes up. That's why his eyes look like that. You know, so he, like, you know, out there celebrating stuff like that. Boom, here comes, you know, I think it was, Jungle Jack, then Sammy, then down, then Darby. And, you know, Darby Allin finally got to cut a promo. And he said something that really, really bothered me, Ice. and when you really, really just use some critical thinking, it should bother a regular person, too. He said, yeah, you know, I'm going to defend AEW because I'm not a hot commodity. I'm not somebody that's going to be ready for a bidding war 2024. He said, I'm the guy that defends AEW because this is the only place I got to go. And I was like, that's so depressing.
Mike, so you mean to tell me, after all that stuff you done accomplished so far, you feel like this just... Okay, well, you know, ain't nobody gonna pick me up, so I'm just stick with this.
Yeah, that's pretty much what he was saying. You know, he was pretty much like, just to let you know what I'm saying, this is how I feel about the situation. And I was like, bro, you flat out just told the world, don't hire me. That's all I heard was don't hire me. You know, like, yeah, don't hire me. You know, like I'm a flight risk or something like that. You know, it was very strange to me. You know, very strange to me that he said it in that particular way. I was like, bro, you really just threw your own self under the bus in this situation.
Like self-sabotage. Like,
yeah, well, it was, I mean, like, think about this, man. Like, he has been throwing his body on the line, and literally most of the stuff, it just don't make sense. He fought Punk in at All Out, right? That was a perfect match. Reason why is because he managed to use his body, but it was just his body inside the match, right? Right. It wasn't all the rest of the foolish stuff that he keep doing. But it showcased that, like, Darby's is like a crash test. He's like, crash test dummy. You know, so he will throw his body at you to win, which is fine. And so I think he is
Jeff Hardy on steroids at this point.
Yeah, facts. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I think that works for him. You know, that particular persona works for him. But for him to just throw out his name from, like, any contendership, I was like, even if this is just a promo, that's a bad setup. It's not a layup that you want to throw out there. You know, by the way, don't hire me because, you know, I like being myself and I don't like nobody changing that. And I said, that sounded like what Heyman said when they asked him if he took veteran advice. like I said last week, man, the issue that I have with AEW is that they don't want to listen to people's advice about how to construct matches, how to do things proper. They don't want to listen to nobody. And that stuff is going to come back after a while because, once again, we're going to see how this goes. MJF's going to do his part, as he always does. But the other three, I'm like, it's going to take three of y'all to be one person to go against MJF.
Pretty much.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't know how to feel about it because it doesn't – yeah, like, I don't think – I thought that Jack would be further along than he is right now, but especially, like promo-wise. He hasn't. He's still far behind. Sammy Guevara, presence-wise, he ain't got it. He ain't got it right now.
Look, man, if he can then stop, you know, fighting his peers, then, you know, or just, like, you know, keeping certain thoughts to himself or just, like, not having them at all.
Yeah. Then,
yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because in the beginning, you know, he was okay. Then the mess with Sasha happened.
Yep.
Then he fell out with Eddie.
Yep.
Then fought Andrade.
Yep. He sure did. Yep.
So it's just like, you know, if you want to throw this in there too, you know what I'm saying? You proposed, like, you pulled a John Cena dog. You proposed to your girl on live TV. And then what? Like a month or two later, come to find out you done married Ty Mello?
Yeah, that was a weird situation there. I'm not gonna lie. Like that was a strange situation, as they say in our hometown. Not situation, situation. Because at the end of the day, once again, you were supposed to be a baby face. You gave everybody the indication to a heel just by the way you act. And people like, we don't respect you. Like it's became much. Like we don't respect you nor we like you. And then that poured over the poor Ty. Ty Conti, it just poured onto her. Like, and she had to just roll with it. And what really, really made me upset is that they had an opportunity to do something real dope and they squandered that too. But that's enough of them. Then you got so MJF is pretty much just caught in this weird feud. It's gonna be a fatal four way, I guess, for the title, which he likely will just keep the belt anyway. So once again, here we are spinning the wheels again. Like I said last week, we're spinning the wheels. This is something you just haphazardly throw together because you don't have anybody really lined up for MJF. You know, there's no overarching person that's in the back, like really threatening MJF to take his title away right now. It's just, we're just a bunch of random guys that came in. You, we're the pillars. And like the MJF, right with souls, like, bro, I ran circles around y'all. I'm the only stable pillar. He wasn't lying.
Keep it 100.
Now, what's real, real depressing about it, though, at least to me, what really is depressing about that whole situation is that, you know, if he is the pillar and he's the only pillar that's working, then him working is not even putting him over a million. They don't even get to go over him. They don't even get over a million. So last week they had 852,000.
I'm about to say, like, at this point, that sounds like that's as far as they're gonna get, ain't it?
Yeah, I mean, NXT is pretty much about doing that, man. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's weird to me because I'm watching this, you know, happen in real time, and I'm like, yo, isn't this what NXT is about doing? Like, Rampage doing? I mean, I don't even want to talk about it, man. I was like, yo, what are we doing right now? Like, what is the incentive? You know, of watching these shows, you know, when you can't even hold it together. You know, so yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm just, to I'm me, not, go ahead. Sorry.
To me, the downside to Rampage is the timing. Because, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I hate to say it, but like, I mean, but at the same time, call a spade a spade. 8 o'clock, well, for us, on, I'm saying on the East, 8 o'clock is the perfect time, which has pretty much been in the stranglehold of SmackDown.
Yep.
So, like any other time, like, I guess if you want to start playing it at 7 o'clock, you know what I'm saying? Like, I guess they could take a gamble with it and see how that goes. But at the same time, like, at like 10 o'clock, you will what? You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, by the time you finish with SmackDown, you know, some people either done already drifted off or, you know what I'm saying? Like, you or just, call, like, it is what it is. Like, at that point, you, like, it's Friday. No, matter of fact, it's Friday. If you ain't watching, like, with some people, either you at home watching that or you then hopped in the car and you done rolled off. You like, taking that out on the town or something.
Yeah.
So, yeah, eventually, I think in the beginning, because it was something new, you know, everybody was like, all right, cool. You know, we'll tune in. We'll see what's going on. So in the first, in those first couple of years, it was okay.
Yeah.
But now that, I guess the new car smelled and rubbed it and wore off.
Yeah, you spilled something with onions inside the car.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't gonna work no more. Like,
nah.
So, you know, like I say, like y'all might need to try that 7 o'clock slot, like or
something.
I mean, whatever TK got to throw some money at them,
or just cancel the freaking thing, you know, because save your money. I mean, like you already got Dark and Dark Elevation. You know, like you're getting those numbers almost with Dog on Rampage. It's like, bro, the prospect that you had for Rampage, you brought in Punk, was to change it. You started changing it, and then instead of having Punk, you just threw the whole thing away. So it's like a just let the freaking thing go. Like I say, like in the words of the girls, Mean Girls, stop trying to make Fetch happen. You know what I'm saying? In this case, stop trying to make Rampage happen. Let's just get off of it, man. So. Yeah, just pretty much turned into Sunday Night Heat. That's pretty much what Rampage is right now. Sunday Night Heat. We're done with this. four pillars, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Bloodline, huh? Yeah, praise them. Doggone, four pillars, Hatui. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, goodness.
That's saying. Funny. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just gonna pull a dog on what's the name of that? That was Iron Sheik. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, Sheiky Baby.
Yeah, Sheiky Baby. You know what I'm saying? Just we're done with y'all. Like, just figure out something else. Figure out something else, folks. Like these storylines ain't working right now. It's just they're just not.